诸位法师，诸位菩萨，阿弥陀佛。
Good morning, 阿弥陀佛 everyone.
这个好久没了，也不知道讲到哪里去了。
It has been a very long time since we last talked about the commentary, this particular commentary. I don't even remember where we were last time.
我这边是记住是什么无住而住常住那本，不知道对不对，有没有记录。
Did any one of you take notes? What I remember from last time was we should be starting from abiding in non-abiding is to be constantly abiding in nirvana. And practicing non-practice crosses over to the other shore. This is where we should begin today.
没有人做记录哈，那没关系，我们就从这边开始讲嘛。
It seems that none of you have taken notes. That's okay. We'll just start from here.This time.
通常我们的心是住啊，就是都是有一个对象啊。比如说你们现在听我讲话，那是以我为对象啊。那等一下你可能又想到什么事情，你是以你的念头为对象啊。
Usually our mind has a tendency to abide in an object.For instance, you are listening to my talk right now, so the object of your mind is my talk. And later on, if you think of something else, then that becomes a new object in which your mind will dwell.
那一个是能知的心，那一个是你所知道的对象啊，那一个是一个是心，一个是境。
There's a distinction between the mind that has ability to be aware versus the object of the awareness of the awareness, which is the object or the phenomenon.
那没有心就没有境啊，那到底这个境是真的是一个境呢，还是心的一种波动而你认为是静。
So without the mind, there will be no phenomenon. So when we are, when the mind is aware of some sort of phenomenon, we need to be clear about whether is it a standalone, independent phenomenon, or is it some sort of actions, some kind of movement of the mind itself.
那我们的经验好像就是我们就是有心有境啊，那可能也不太容易体验到，就是心跟境，就是心就是境，境就是心。
And usually our experiences, there is the mind and then there is the phenomenon. These are dualistic. Oftentimes we don't have the chance to hear.Teachings that tell us that the mind actually is the phenomenon itself and vice versa.
那我们可以根据祖师啊，祖师在讲就是他们看到的都是心啊，他们有时候是用眼睛啊，就是他全部都是他的眼睛。
And so we can use what the patriarchs have talked about. Usually, whatever they encounter is the mind itself. So oftentimes the example they use is the eyes. So so that all phenomenon becomes the eyes itself.
我在这边至少可以啊，就是可以清楚，就是心跟境是不一样的。那么不要把境当成心。
But at least, as the first step, we should make the distinction between there is the mind versus the phenomenon, and do not take the phenomenon as the mind itself. This is the first level.
楞严经有讲到，就是我们众生常常把就是物啊，无知无觉的物当成是我们自己啊。
In the Suragama Sutra, there's often these examples where sentient beings would take objects as themselves.
有时候我们会把比较常见就是把 相片 的那个影像当成自己、啊、那个是物，对不对？
A very common example is when we look at a photograph, oftentimes we'll think of the image of ourselves on the photograph as our very own existence. That's a very typical example, but really the image on the photograph is merely an object, isn't it?
还有比如说我们就是像我在开车那远远看到前面有一个人在那边动来动去的啊，其实那是物啊，可是我们会以为是人在那边指挥交通，结果你近看一下是什么，是机器人啊，就这样什么动来动去的、啊、
Or sometimes perhaps when we're driving, then we sort of see from afar that there seem to be a person moving back and forth, waveringBut when we get closer, then you suddenly realize it's merely a mannequin or a robot that's doing the movement. It's not an actual person. That's another example.
还有就是、死人跟活人、死人就是一个没有生命 的物体、那活人是有生命的肉体，对不对？
A third example is the distinction between a dead body versus a live person. So a dead person is a lifeless corpse that's just laying there without any signs of life, whereas a live person is the same body but with life in it.
就是、我们看到活人跟死人呢、其实就我们的经验来讲，你是看到一个物体，那活人就是会呼吸、啊、就是可能会动，还会跟你眼睛还会看你、啊、那我们、啊、不管怎么样，他看你看到的是物体，你看不到他的心、啊、
Either when we're looking at a dead person or a live person, you're really looking at the same body, except that a live person can breathe and will stare at you.But no matter what, all we are seeing are physical objects. It's not possible for us to see the mind behind it.
那我们是把物、啊、那就是看到，比如说我这边、当然我这个是、里面是有心的、啊、我可以用我的心透过我的嘴巴讲话，用我的心透过眼睛、来看你们、啊、可是对你们来讲，你们永远是看到什么？看到这个影像，还有听到声音，看不到我的心的。
And for instance, I'm sitting here right now, and you are looking at my physical body. And of course, I'm alive, and there's a mind inside this body. So I use this mind to make sound, to give speech.I use this mind to look at you and to make movement. But to you, from your perspective, most of the cases, you only see the physical body or you see the form of the sound, the forms of the gestures. You do not see my mind.
我们的心是无相的、啊、那可以透过这个身体然后产生种种的相、啊、但是我们通常把相当成那一个心。
The mind itself is formless, but using the body, we can create all sorts of forms, all sorts of phenomenons. But oftentimes from the perceiver's perspective, you see all these forms of phenomenons without seeing the mind.
还有就是我们是把声音当成自己、啊、我说某某人、你很糟糕啊，这是声音嘛，那你会把声音当成什么自己，对不对？
Or sometimes we take the sound as representing ourselves. For instance, I can say to so-and-so, oh, so-and-so, you're really a lousy person. And when you hear that, you don't just hear the sound. Instead, you take whatever I said as an attack to your person.
还有比如说我打你的手、你认为 是打你，对不对？因为你把身体当成你、
Another example is if I slap your hand, you'll feel that I'm slapping you, not realizing that I'm merely slapping your physical hand, There's a distinction between the two.
其余的心无相，我是打不到你的，但是因为你认为身体是你，所以我就可以打你。
If you truly practice the concept of no form, then there will be no way that I can hit you at all. But it's only because delusionally that you take the physical body as the self. That's why I can hit you, quote unquote.
所以说这个什么，如果你发觉这个什么，身体不是你，语言不是你，通通不是你，那这时候会不会受伤？会不会死掉？不会。
If you really grasp the notion that the sound is not you, does not represent you, the body is not you, if you really understand this concept deeply, then there's really no sense of talking about the body getting hurt or you dying. None of those phenomena is possible any longer.
总而言之就是你如果说我们心不再去抓取，或是你心不要停留在任何对象上，那我们的心跟这些现象就变成一。
In other words, if your mind ceases to grasp onto any object or abide on any particular object, if you cease that kind of tendency, then the mind actually and the mind and the phenomenon they actually become one.
这时候就是什么都是你，什么都不是你，那就有点像是什么，像是镜子跟什么。镜子跟里面的影像啊，镜子跟影像，或是海水跟什么波浪的关系。
In those cases, then everything, all phenomena is you. At the same time, none of the phenomena is you. It would be similar to the relationship between the mirror and the images inside the mirror. Or another analogy is the water and the waves.
如果能够懂这样的话，那你也在这里，也不在这里。
If you understand this concept, then you are here. At the same time, you are not here.
因为如果你把身体当成你，那你就在这边。啊，如果你那个无相的心是你，那你不能讲说你在这边。
If you take this physical body as you, as the self, then of course then you will say, I'm here. But if you practice no form and don't take the physical body as the self, then it will be impossible to either say you are here or not here.
如果你就是现在往生了，那就比较容易体验到这一点了。
If you're at the juncture of passing away at this very moment, then you'll probably be able to grasp what I'm talking about a little bit better.
我去年碰到一个小女生，然后就要对着她的一个同学，她同学往生了，就在前面走来走去的，我看不到。啊，她那个同学，那个死掉的那个同学就说，车上给我烧掉了啦，然后说就不再看我了，就是骨灰把我放着就不再看我了啊。其实他我们那时候是在台北啊，那这个往生的同学是在新加坡，反正新加坡跟什么跟台北对他来讲就是什么就是一念之间，他一看到他新加坡的尸体早上被烧掉了。但是我在跟他同学讲话的时候，我们是在台北花果山啊。
就有一个人死掉，然后他的同学，
对他的同学
来跟你讲话。
不，他的同学跟我讲，不是，他是活人的同学。
然后那个死掉的那个还在活的同学面前走来走去。
对对对对。
然后可是死掉的那个跟活的那个说，那个把我身体烧掉了，不要再看我了，这样。
不要，对，不要再回去看我了，对。
不需要再回去看。
不是的，他就是他家人把他烧掉以后，然后把那个骨灰放在那个什么，放在那个什么 塔里面就不再不去看他了，他还认为那个骨灰是他的、啊，有没有？
所以他就 complain 这样。
对对对，说就是把我烧掉以后就不再看我了，有没
有？ There was this case I encountered last year. I was talking to a student, and this person happened to have a classmate in Singapore who passed away, and but the corpse is in Singapore, but somehow this person's spirit or whatever came to over to Taiwan. And as I was having this conversation with this student, her classmate, the spirit of her classmate, was walking back and forth in front of her and complaining to her that, oh, they cremated my corpse already in Singapore, and since they've done that, they put me in the pagoda, they don't even come to visit me anymore, so making this kind of complaint. So even though the body was there, but the spirit was able to travel all this distance, all the way from Singapore to Taiwan, and to complain to her classmate, which is my student.
那我就问他说：“啊，你现在走来走去，那是谁？”啊，他因为没有忏花朵，所以也没有回我，没有回答我。
So I asked the spirit that, well, then who is it that's walking back and forth right now? If your body is over there, then who is it? But because this person, before she passed away, she did not practice hua tou, the chan method, so she couldn't give me an adequate answer.
所以我们因为我们大部分的时间我们的心都住在身体里面，所以你会觉得你现在是在东都禅寺的什么佛堂里面讲听经呢？
And that's because we can understand that phenomenon because most of the time we take our physical body as the self. So similarly, right now you're sitting here listening to a Dharma talk. You feel that you are sitting in Chan Center, listening to the Dharma talk. That's how we experience the world.
但是根据楞严经讲，就是说我们的心。只要躲在这一个什么身体这个心啊，这个心是很有限的心，他们就叫妄心，不也算是真心的功能，可是不是就是完美无缺的真心的功能。
But according to the Suragama Sutra, as long as our mind continue to abide within our physical body, then it has very limited functions. You can't exactly say it's a false mind, you can only say it's a very limited mind to abide in the body. The kind of function the mind can exercise is extremely limited.
那这颗心如果住在你那个心感觉是在身体里面，它就不是住在那一盘了。
If you feel that the mind is abiding in this physical body, then of course the mind is not abiding in nirvana.
但是如果你这颗心不在身体里面，也不在外面，哪里都不在的时候，那它本身就在一种内盘的状态。
But if the mind is neither abiding in the body nor outside of the body, it doesn't abide in any particular place, then the mind is dwelling in the state of nirvana.
所以要做到这个，大概就是你的身跟心要先合一，然后你的心。你的内跟外要合一，然后接下来又要你的心又不要住在合一的状态，那才能够就是心就是在一种内盘的状态。
So in order to achieve that kind of state, you have to go through stages. First, the mind and the body has to first unify, and then.Internally and externally, there needs to be unification as well. And the third stage is once you're able to unite the external and the internal, then you have to break free from that and break free from this sense of unification. And only at that time, then you can reach the sense of nirvana.
如果就是把身体当成工具，那用来就是什么度众生，而不是拿来就是哎呦哪个地方痛哪个地方不舒服、啊、我要吃什么东西才会什么健康、啊、 那这样比较容易，有一天你莲花姐，我的心好像可以不在身体里面，或是不会被身体影响。
So the way we should approach this is we should consider our physical body as a tool that we can use to help sentient beings, to help relieve their sufferings. Instead of constantly thinking, oh, I'm feeling pain over here, there are aches over there, itches over there, or I should eat this kind of food or that kind of food to promote greater health. So stop thinking that way and use the body as a tool to help sentient beings. Then gradually over a long period of time, then perhaps we can begin to have the sense that the mind and the body are not necessarily linked together.
总而言之，如果是你常感觉有身体的存在，那很在乎身体，那是这样的心，那这个心就是这个功能是很有局限的心啊。
If you constantly feel the existence of your body and then you really care a lot about how the body's feeling, then again, then your mind is bounded by the physical body and the functions it's able to perform becomes extremely limited in comparison to all the functions the mind should be able to perform.
只有这个心就是你哪个地方都不去抓取，但也不需要排斥啊。任何现象你都不抓取也不排斥，那也不要把任何现象当成我，但是也不要离开任何现象找我们这颗心，那么我们就可以，我们这颗心就能够回到涅槃的状态。
In order to return the mind to the state of nirvana that we have to approach it this way, that the mindshould not grasp onto any particular object or phenomenon. At the same time, it shouldn't push them away. And also, realizing that the mind is not the phenomenon, at the same time, it does not depart from the phenomenon. So understand all these concepts holistically, then gradually the mind will return to the state of nirvana.
同样的就是接下来那一句就是无形而行，即超彼岸啊，也是同样的意思。
The next phrase goes, practicing non-practice crosses over to the other shore. The meaning of this verse is similar to what we just talked about.
这个行为可以讲说就是种种的，这个行可以讲说种种的行为啊，或是身体的行为，或是言语的行为，或是意念的行为啊。
So this practice that's stated here, you can refer to all sorts of behaviors. It could be a physical behavior of the body or behavior of the speech, whatever we say.
那通常就是我们因为以身体为我，那就会有身体的行为啊。比如说你们在早上是从家里面啊，在家里面嘛，啊，那这身体是我，所以来这边听经就要把身体什么，把身体拖过来是吧
？So because we take our physical body as the self, so so we have all these sorts of behaviors based on this physical body. For instance.All of you were probably at home this morning, and in order to get yourself here over to Chan Center to listen to the talk, then you have to drag your physical body over here. Isn't that so?
那你身体早上是在家里面，那现在是在禅堂里面，那身体是有过来，那我们这颗心有没有过来？其实心是没有过来的啊。
So that since you have dragged your body all the way from home to here, your body is now here. But how about your mind? Is your mind here as well? In truth, the mind is not here either.
我大部分的人就是会觉得，哦，现在你的身体在这边，你的心也在这边，对不对？
Most of our understanding is that since our physical body is here, then our mind must be here as well.
就很难，就是说你的心 车，好像不知道在哪里的。睡觉也就我打瞌睡，可能就会有感觉到心不知道在哪里啊。
So it's very rare that we actually have this experience where we wonder where is the mind exactly. Well, if you're dozing off right now, then you perhaps can maybe experience where my mind is, and question about that.
但是假设就是说你的心啊，你的身跟心就是的界限没有了，那你这个心跟外在环境界限没有以后，其实你不太容易体会到你在哪里、啊。
If the boundary between the mind and the body, and the mind and external world, if those boundaries disappear, then actually it will become difficult for us to pinpoint exactly where that mind is.
好，这个在我们打坐的时候可能会有一些体验，比如说你可能还是听到声音，看到东西，可是你可能不太容易辨别声音是在哪里。平常我们是有一个身体做基准啊，那你可以感知到说声音是在你的身体的前方、后方、左方、右方或是上方。可是当你的身体不见了啊，身体的感觉不见了，那你就很难断定说这一个东西是在哪里，因为没有参考点了。
So, the kind of phenomenon I'm talking about, perhaps you can experience while practicing meditation, where if you shed this sense of the mind is with the physical body, then oftentimes when you hear a sound or when you see something, you can no longer tell whether the sound is coming from the front, coming from the back, coming from the left. That is because your physical body is no longer your point of reference.You are still able to hear, still able to see, but without the body as the point of reference, your capacity to see and hear becomes boundless, and it's not no longer based on the physical body.
那我们在睡觉的时候，当然做梦的时候，其实也不晓得这个梦境是发生在哪里的。你们在做梦的时候，晓不晓梦境是在哪个地方？
Oftentimes when we're dreaming at night, we usually can't tell where the dream is occurring. So think about it, when you're dreaming, are you able to tell where the story is taking place?
因为在睡觉的时候，你可能身体的感觉是没有的，所以就纯粹是你的就是梦境的出现，那你没有参考点的，是有梦境，可是不知道那个梦境是在哪个地方呢。
So that because when we're sleeping, all the other sensory organs are shut down. It's only the mind, the thinking is active. So when we're dreaming without the physical body as a reference point, it's hard to pinpoint exactly where all the story is happening.
那因为我们在晚上我们还会做梦哦，那梦做梦的时候应该是有个主角啊，就是你，另外还有什么，还有这个外景啊，还有就是另外一个配合你演出的什么的对方，对不对？但因为你不知道，所以这一个我们会跟你所感知的对象一起什么互动。
When we're dreaming, usually the self, ourselves, we attempt to be the main character in the dream. And then corresponding to the main character, usually there are some secondary characters that have having interaction with you.
当你假设你的梦境完全没有，然后你的身体的感觉也没有，可是这时候假设你心又能够清楚，那可能就比较可以感觉就是你不在哪里，可是也是可以说全部都在哪里。
So when you're dreaming, the sense of body has disappeared. And if you are able to remain lucid while you're still dreaming, then gradually then you can tease it apart and understand that when you're dreaming, you are neither there nor anywhere.
在这个状态之下，你就比较容易体会到就是什么，就是你去哪里等于没去哪里，就可能可以从哪个地方看呢？就是说，假设我们坐飞机啊，就是然后飞得很高以后，那我们从眼睛注意啊右前方或注意左前方。其实你会感觉你就好像 就到了那个地方了，事实上你也没有去，可是你的心感觉是去了。
在坐飞机的时候有没有，
比如说我们在飞机很高的时候有没有，那你比如说这一个从这一点到那一点的时候是要什么，如果开车的话要什么，可能是要十分钟的，可是你注意一下，那你第一练去注意 A 点，那第二练去注意 B 点，其实呢你会感觉就是说你的现场就跑过去了。那如果说我们是用开车的，那要花十分钟或是二十分钟，可是事实上只是你注意力的对象不一样，那你会感觉就是说你是从那一点移到那一点，那事实上你根本就没有去嘛，只是什么注意力什么从这一点移到另外一点。
So when we're dreaming, if you are able to practice that, then gradually you will develop the sense of that when you feel that you're going somewhere, you're really not going anywhere either. It's similar to when we are flying on an airplane. Comparing to our normal ways of traveling using a car, when you're sitting in the airplane and you look at point A and point B, you actually neither go there or here or there, but you feel like you have traversed that distance already.
这样讲可能还听不懂。举例，比如说你在睡觉，那我们把你的身体带来这边啊，来这边听进，你还是在睡觉，然后听完了也还在睡嘛，那就把你载回去，请问你会不会觉得你有来？
Let me give you another example. Perhaps we'll make it clear that when you're sleeping, then if we move you from your bed to the Chan Center, and then while you're still sleeping, move you back to your bed, are you going to feel that you have been to anywhere at all?
这样可以了解哈，就你会感觉其实你是什么，你会觉得说我没来嘛，可是我们把那个整个就是什么录影存证呢，就是说你有啊，你早上在这边，然后现在下午哦，那换给你听了、啊、你有来啊，可是就你的心的那种感知，你是感觉你没有来。
So in that case, we can show you a video recording of us moving you from the bed to Chan Center and then moving back and say, yeah, of course you came and then you went back.But from the perspective of your mind, of your awareness, because you were not aware, so you didn't have the sense of coming or going.
同样的，比如说你的心，就是你的心是扩大到整个世界，感知整个世界。那你的身体是从什么？从 A 点走到 B 点，可是身体是你感知的什么？一小部分，你会不会觉得你来了？不会的。
But so following the same logic, if your mind is expanded to incorporate, to include the entire universe, in that case, when your body moves from point A to point B, the body is merely one of the objects of your awareness. So the body moves from point A to point B, but do you actually feel that you have moved from point A to point B? No, because your mind actually encompasses the entire universe, so you don't feel that you have moved from one place to another.
也就是说我们的心不要以身体为我，那你的心是整个放开，然后是能够整个宇宙的觉知的话，那你身体其实做什么，你不会感觉你有做什么。
In other words, if we no longer use our physical body as a point of reference, or take it mistakenly as the self, then the mind's function is actually boundless. It can expand to incorporate the entire universe. In that sense, in that kind of situation, if your body moves from a place to another place, or when you conduct some sort of actions, daily living, you're not actually going to feel that you have really done anything.
然后再就是，比如在我们这边好整，我们的整体来讲呢，就是我们这里有可能有多少个人，就是五六十个人吧，哈，或者四五十个人，二十六，还有五六十个人嘛，哈，五十六个人，那，假设你的心是什么？平等的感知这五六十个相，包括我，而不是你的心是停留在你的身体里面。那这些现象在你心里面，它就是什么？就是发生的哈，就是有一个你这样的相，还有其他这样的相，坐在那个椅子上听经，那一个我在这边这个位置里面讲经，可对你的心来讲。你那一个心不是以你身体为基准往外看的，而是整体的觉知的话，那其实 你会感觉你并没有听到经。
So another example, how many audiences here? How many people? About maybe 40, 50 people? If your mind is able to go beyond your physical body and encompass this whole scene in totality, then you will understand that there are about 40, 50 entities, phenomenons here. And then there is a self here listening or giving the talk. But since you don't take this physical body as the self, then you will... actually equally sense all these individual phenomenons, and ultimately you're even going to feel that nothing has been spoken or nothing has been heard.
这样听可能不太容易懂哈，我来做一个比喻哈，我们这个心本身是无相的哈，那可是这个无相的心可以感知到很多相，然后发生在我们这一个这个无相的心里面啊，可是你从无相的心来看，它不管发生就是多少的相的变化，这个无相的心还是什么？还是无相的心。
So these analogies I'm giving you may still be kind of arbitrary and abstract. So let me try to explain from another perspective. So the mind itself is formless.Yet the mind has the ability to create all sorts of phenomenons, to be aware of all sorts of phenomenons. But even with that, the mind being aware of all these phenomenons, the mind itself, at the root of it, is still formless.
刚才做一个比喻啊，比如说我们的心像那个现在的电脑的荧幕啊，那电脑的荧幕一打开以后，那里面就有位很多什么。很多人物在里面跑来跑去的，对不对？那画可能就是很多这些画面一直在变化，可是对电脑的荧幕本身来讲，它有没有变化？没有的。
Yet another analogy, take the mind as a computer monitor, computer screen. And when you turn on the computer, then all sorts of image can come up onand surface on the screen. But from the perspective of that monitor, the screen itself, does the screen change? No, it doesn't change at all.
那现在的问题点就是说我们这个心是什么？就像一个荧幕，或是像个大海，那大海里面有很多不同形状的波浪啊。那我们不是整体的觉知，我们是抓起其中的一个小波浪为我，然后以譬如你一个 甲波浪为我，然后你去看乙波浪、丙波浪。可是从整体来讲，波浪都是什么？都属于海水的。那海波浪再怎么变，海水也没有变来变去，也没有移动，没有的。
So we can think of the mind as that computer monitor screen. Or another analogy is that you can think of the mind as a vast ocean, and phenomena as the waves that's created by that comes up occurs at the surface of this ocean. But we do not realize that our mind is the ocean itself. Instead, we focus, grasp onto one particular wave and think that, oh, that's the self. And from that wave, we use that as a point of reference to look at wave B, wave C, wave XYZ, from the first wave that you grasp onto. So we mistakenly take those waves as the self, and from the perspective of one wave to look at the other waves, instead of understanding that the ocean itself is the mind, and the ocean itself does not change.
那比较实际一点就是你，假设你不是以你的身体为你，不是以你的想法为你，也不是以别人的色相为别人，别人的声音为别人，但是我们的心基本上是什么？是可以感知这些现象，你这个身体的现象，那别人的身体的现象，那当你的心，你也可以用你的心驱动你的身体，产生种种的行为，透过你的嘴巴，然后讲些话。这些现象还是有，可是从你整体的心来讲，你不去把你这个身体这样的一个形状当成你，那不把你讲的话当成你，不把别人讲的话当成别人，这时候这些现象还是什么，还是照样发生，可是你的心里面有没有发生什么事？没有的。
In other words, if we stop taking our physical body as a self, or stop taking our thoughts as a self, stop taking other people's physical image as others and their voices, the things they said as them individually, in that situation, all sorts of phenomena can still give rise. At the same time, we do not abide on any phenomenon, and we are aware of all phenomena. And also, we are able to use the mind to create phenomena, to use this physical body to perform some actions, to talk, to give a speech. But these are all phenomena of the mind. The mind itself doesn't change.
我们日常生活当中，应该大部分的人会把什么想法当成我，感觉当成我，还有我这个什么身体的形象当成我，然后也把别人的形象当成别人，然后把别人讲话的声音当成什么，当成别人，还有别人讲话的声音里面又会讲，他讲到你的名字的那个声音是你，是不是？就是因为这样子，所以说，因为说我被骂了，然后被赞叹了，那样就是那这里面，你就是要把什么，把声音当成自己啊，才会觉得啊，觉得你是被骂了，或是被赞叹的。然后你被赞叹以后，你也必须要把你那种飘飘然的感觉当成你。
But instead of doing that.Our tendency is that, first of all, we take this physical body as a self, we take our ways of thinking as ourself, we take other people's physical image as others, we take whatever they say as others. The funny thing is we even take, when they mention our names in their speech, we take those names, the sound of our names as the self. So when someone is criticizing that name or someone is giving praises to that name, that you feel that you yourself is receiving praises or being slandered. And then you have all these feelings of either feeling gleeful, feeling happy because of the praises, or you feel down because of all the scolding, criticisms. And furthermore, we take these feelings of feeling happy because of the praise or feeling down because of the criticisms. We even take those feelings as a self.
一个活人，然后讲你的名字，跟一个录音机，那放出你的名字，你会不会觉得他在讲你？也会有。
So think about it. If a real person is saying your name, comparing that to a recording of your name, are you going to feel that both are referring to you?
就是一个活人就是骂你，跟一台录音机骂你，你会不会觉得录音机在骂你？会有。
Well, if a live person is criticizing you versus a recording of a recorder that's making the sound of criticizing you, are you going to feel that the recorder is also criticizing you?
在里面很好玩，这里面就是很重要，就是你要把那个声音什么当成你。
What's pretty hilarious about it is that in order for you to have any feelings about it, is because we delusionally take those sound as the self.
你们可以看看了，就是声音是被你心感知的，然后你的身体也是被你感知的，然后你的想法也是被你感知的。那在这个通通被你感知的对象里面，你要分有一部分是我，有一部分是别人。而且要把有一部分声音当成我，这是很好玩的啊。
When you think about it more carefully, it's really quite it's funny that we take the sounds. The sounds are objects of our awareness. Similarly, our feelings, our thoughts, our physical sensations.Are all merely objects of our awareness. So while we are perceiving all these objects with our awareness, we even further make the distinction, for instance, of the sound, we further divide that into others and the self, or you think of these feelings are me and or these thoughts are me. So we keep this continual process of division. And we keep perceiving all these objects of our awareness as our very self.
所以大概如果说你的心跟身合一了，那你在听到有一个声音，不管是骂你的声音，大概你可能就是听到一个声音而已，因为你身体不会什么产生反应，那对你来讲，你可能就听到一个声音而已。可是因为我们身体平常不是在禅定的状态，那你听到一个声音以后，那你自己产生一个不舒服的感觉，第一个你把感觉当成你，那第二个你把声音当成你。另外对方讲话的又是什么？又是一个活人，不是一台什么一台录音机，所以你会感觉就是你要把对方那一个什么这样的一个长相当成对方，那对方讲的话当成是对方在讲我，那才能够形成说他骂我。
So when we are when we hear a stream of sound, If you are able to unify with that sound, then you will no longer make the distinction of the sound of being yourself or others and giving rise to the feeling of happiness or discomfort. But usually what we do is when we hear the sound, because we don't have this unification of the sound and the mind, so the sound becomes an object of awareness, and then it triggers physical sensations of discomfort. And then when we listen to the sound, and then we further make that stream of speech, divide that into, oh, there's that other person that's criticizing me, and when my name is mentioned, that name, the sound of my name is the self. Because of the way we operate, the end result is that I feel that that person is criticizing me. Instead of realizing, though, those are all merely phenomenons, objects of our awareness.
总而言之就是你在任何一个时间或任何一个地方啊，那你的心可以感知种种的现象啊，声音啊，形象，不管是你自己的形象还是外面的形象。那假设你知道这一个都是物，那真正的我是心啊，无相的心。那在另外一个地方呢，我们就是有一个长相人的这样的形状的啊的人啊，当然没办法人了，一个这样人的形状的，可让那个人可以让他这个形状产生动作啊，产生声音的，他本身也是一个无相的心。假设你知道对方真的对方是无相的心，那你自己也是无相的心，那这时候有没有被骂或是被打？
So in a nutshell, in all situations, in all sort of in everyday livings or all circumstances, that our mind has the ability to be aware of all phenomena.The sound that we hear, the feelings that we experience, the thoughts we have, those are merely objects of our awareness. So when you look at the other person and then realizing that these are objects of your awareness, then you will then further understand that the mind itself is formless. The formless mind is actually the true self.Having this understanding, then you're able to look at the person who slandered you, and you can see, oh, that's merely a physical form that is operated by the mind of that person, which is also formless. And the formless minds are one and the same.
好像就是就从性跟相啊，就是你的心性啊是无相的啊。那但是它可以产生种种的相，那你知道就是你的心性从来都是无相，可是它可以产生种种的相，那你不要不要忘记了去抓起其中一个相为我，那你还是可以透过这个身体产生种种的行为，比如说去讲好话，然后帮助别人，那你用这一个有相的身体，然后产生这些功能，可是你还是一个无相的心。如果我这样子的话，那你就是做了什么事，那事实上就是从无相的心，它是从来没有做。
So having this understanding, and if you truly experience and understand that the mind is formless, then you realize that all the phenomena that we encounter are merely objects of our awareness, that the mind has the ability to create all sorts of forms and phenomena while the mind itself remains formless. So because of that, we can use...our physical body to do good deeds or to say things that are beneficial to others, but the mind itself is still formless, and so from the perspective of the mind, that nothing really has been done.
如果能够这样的话，就是说你这一个无相的心，然后它产生有相的行为，但是你还知道就是无相的心才是我，当然他也没有离开有相的这些现象。如果能够这样子的话，那你就能够什么超越，就是直取这些现象为我的这个烦恼。 那就是叫什么，就是超越这个什么生死的什么的苦海，然后在这种就是不生不灭 的彼岸。
So the mind can create all sorts of phenomenons, and use it to do all sorts of, to complete all sorts of, objectives. But, keep in mind that none of the phenomenons is the mind itself. Do not grasp onto any one particular form. The mind itself is formless, yet it can manifest all phenomenons and all forms.Having this understanding, then we'll truly be able to transcend the sea of suffering and reach a deeper understanding and help others.
那在讲就是，你在任何时间点，那你这个身体就是你什么参与这一个你所感知的现象的一个工具。那跟他互动，可是要记住，这个身体是什么？是一个工具。那真正的你是什么？是整个心，无相的心，和它含摄所有的什么？我们的种种的相。你如果能够这个样子的话，那你就能够超彼岸。
So again, we use our physical body to do all sorts of deeds, but we have to keep in mind that the body is merely a tool that we can use to participate in all sorts of activities. It's not the mind itself. The mind itself is boundless and it transcends all sorts of forms and all phenomenons. And only by having this kind of understanding, then we're able to reach the other shore.
那在我们的心当中，是不是每个时刻你所看到的这些色相、声音，还有你所感觉到的这些什么温度，还有包括什么种种的味道啊，就是色、声、香、味、触，还有你内心的种种这些现象有没有？有，可是它都是什么？你心中的一种我们叫做因缘现象。那你不要把这些因缘现象当成我。但是也不要以为，那个不是我哈，这两个这很难懂啊，就是，他不是我，因为这些现象会一直变化，所以他不是我。可是这些现象没有离开你的什么，离开你的心。如果能够这样子的话，那就能够慢慢的什么，转化我们平常的想法。
So the mind has ability to be aware of all sorts of phenomenons, and so it applies to the things that we see, the sounds we hear, the scent that we smell, the flavors that we taste. So sight, sound, smell, taste, touch, and thought. These are all phenomenons. They are the object of awareness of our mind.But we have to remember, these are phenomenons. None of these are the mind itself. So the phenomenon is not the mind. At the same time, the mind never departs from the phenomenon. The second part is trickier. So the mind is not the phenomenon, but it doesn't depart from the phenomenon. This is the understanding that we need to have.
再讲一次哈，这个我们这边啊，现在人越来越多了哈，这边有五六十个人啊，那就有五六十个相，这边有五六十个相啊，那这五六十个相是你心中的东西还是心外的东西
？So let me try to explain this one more time.So there are about 50, 60 people here. So there are 50, 60 forms or phenomena that's here. Are these forms within your mind or outside of your mind?
一定是在你心中呢。你心中不在你心中的话，你就感觉不到了。
So they must be within your mind. If it's not in your mind, then how are you able to sense it, to be aware of them?
还包括你自己的形象哦，因为除了你的自己形象以外，还有就是种种的，就是人的形象有五六十个，还有其他的色相，对不对？那你是可以感知到这些东西，那你不要把自己以自己的形象为什么为你，然后把其他的东西当成是什么？当成是外的。
So, when I talk about these 50-60 phenomena or forms, that also includes ourselves, our physical body. So, perceiving this ourself, our physical body, as well as the other people's physical body forms, and also there are other forms that we are aware of as well in this setting. But just don't. These are all objects of our awareness, of our perception. But don't mistakenly take the physical body, our physical body as a self, and separate that from the other forms, and thinking those are the others.
同样的声音也是一样哦。这边你们现在没有讲话，等一下有讲话，呱啦呱啦哈。那这些声音是在你心外还是在你心内？
Similar logic can apply to sound. Right now, none of you are talking. You're just listening to me talk. But later on, when you have time to chit-chat, then there's going to be all these noise. So are all these sounds inside your mind or outside of your mind?
就是实际上是你心内，就是在你心内，然后就是有很多声音发生。那你不要把，第一，你不要把那个声音当成是人。
So it's in your mind. So within your mind, there are all these sounds that's taking place, occurring, rising and falling, ceasing. But amidst of all these sounds, just don't take them as individuals, or don't think of them as the self versus the others.
如果你把它当成的是人，那是就是凡人。
If you think of all these sounds as differentiated and think of them as each individual person, this way of thinking makes you an ordinary being.
那比较就是正确的，应该就是说是声音，对不对？那是一个人形，对不对？哈，一个人的形，然后产生了声音。那人形是什么？是一个无形的心。透过人的形状，透过嘴巴这样发出的声音，对不对？你听到的是声音，对不对？
So a more correct understanding, it would be the incorrect way is to take the sound as that person. But a more correct way of thinking is the sound is generated by this physical form. And within this physical form is this mind that is formless. The formless mind utilizes the body to create sounds and form speech. That would be a more accurate understanding.
所以一样就是说，声音不是人，那你听到声音，你也不要以为声音是你，能够听的那个才是什么？具有能听、能看的那个心才是你，不要用能听、能看的心去抓起无知无觉的什么声音当成自己。
So do not mistaken the sound as the self. The sound itself has no awareness. So don't grasp, it's merely a phenomenon. Don't grasp onto that phenomenon and think that it's the self. It's actually what's behind it, the thing that has the ability to be aware, to perceive, it's the mind that is the self.
那如果是这样的话，那怎么沟通？
Well, some of you may wonder if you think this way, then how do you continue to communicate with other people?
你第一个又要知道那个声音是什么，不是你，可是你又要必须要把它什么？他说你好吗？那你知道那个根本就不是我。那要不要回答说那个声音不是我？
So you may wonder, like, then how does this work? That you take this, you see the sound as a sound, and you don't think of that as me. So what if someone asks you, "How are you?" you may start thinking, well, you, that's just a sound, that's not me, then how do I answer to that question?
所以这边就有点两难了哈，就是哎，声音不是我，可是平常讲话的时候你又要用，就是我好啊。当你讲我好，这个我好是不是你
？So it presents something kind of tricky, and so when someone asks you how are you, then you say I'm fine, and then when you say I'm fine, those are sound. Are those you?I, is the sound of I really you?
有人问你说你好吗？你说我好。请问你在讲我好的时候，你是把什么当成我
？So when you say I'm fine, what are you taking as the I? What are you in that utterance? What is me? What is the self in that?
我最近。最近就可能说，哎，我这样，当我讲我好的时候，到底我是把什么当成我
？I think about this often these days when I answer to people, I'm fine. When I say that, what do I take as the self? What do I take as me? That's my question.
除了这个以外，比如说我的意见，嗯。那意见当然是我嘛，哈，对，那个当然是意见嘛。那什么是我啊
？Or sometimes when I give a suggestion or advice, my advice, the advice again, it's a form, it's just an advice. That what is me?
然后就是可能要避免就是什么。把我的意见当成我，也就是说，别人不认同你的意见，还是别人不认同你。
So at least one thing we can avoid is to avoid making my suggestions and the sense of I. They are not equal. They are not synonymous. So when someone does not like your suggestions or is against it, is that person against your suggestion or against you as a person?
所以这个可以就是说，这个人不听你还是不听你的话。
So do you say that this person does not listen to me, or do you say this person does not listen to my words?
我们会不会把不听我的话跟不听我是？把它弄成一样的，会不会
？So our usual way of thinking is we will think of those two as the same. That when someone doesn't listen to my words, doesn't listen to what I said, we think of that person does not listen to me. It's a total rejection of the self.
所以事实上是可以在日常生活当中可以去思考这个到底是话是不是我，想法是不是我。
So this is something that we can mull over in our daily lives, that are the things that I said, are those the self, are those me, or the way I think, are these thoughts me, are they the same and one?
还有你的想法是不是你，还是你的想法？
And your thoughts, are those you, or are those merely your thoughts?
大概这些厘清了以后，可能你可能有一些看法，可能就重新再什么，再重新去界定。
So if you are able to really clearly think through these questions, then maybe a lot of your understanding of the world will restructure.
那如果他是不认同。想法不认同你的什么，你的想法是不认同你的想法，不是不认同你，那是不太一样的。
So there is a qualitative difference when someone is against the way, against you as a person or against your suggestions.
好，那 对方认同你，到底认同 你是什么？
But even when someone accepts you and recognizes you, then what is this you that they are recognizing?
我们有时候语言用的 是很粗糙的，我们想着说我不认同你，到底是 我把你当成什么？你什么是你？
So really, our language is very, very coarse. It's not able to capture all these subtle meanings. So when someone says, I do not agree with you, what is this you they're referring to? What is it that they're not agreeing with?
应该比较精确是说 我听了那个声音、哦、我不舒服或是说我听了那个声音这边产生个不舒服的感觉，这个声音不是你，感觉也不是我。
But perhaps the most accurate way of saying that is when I hear that sound, it makes me create this feeling of discomfort. None of those are self. Those are just sounds and feelings that's being awared by the mind.
你这样的话比较什么？比较跟佛法的实相相应啊。
If you are able to operate that way, then gradually your way of thinking will correspond with Buddhism's true teaching.
你的心听到那个位置的声音，你的心去感觉到这个位置的感觉，结果你是感觉不认同声音，结果你说我不认同它。
So some sort of sound is created by someone over there and your physical body or your heart or whatever it is, of course, respond to that sound and give rise to these feelings of discomfort, unease, or sadness. So instead of recognizing all those are phenomena, we tend to just say that I disagree with you, I don't like you.
是不是这个位置的感觉，然后不认同那个位置的声音？
Where in truth, it's just this sensation of feelings is not in agreement with the bunch of sound that's created coming from that location over there. That's it.
那个感觉是你当下被你感知的，感觉不可能是你，是你的心去感知的。然后声音也不可能是对方，是你心去感知，感知什么？感知声音，然后你把它贴标签，说这是某某人。
So the feelings created are merely feelings that's being awared by your mind, and the sounds generated over there is not the equivalent to the other person either. Those are merely sounds that.Your mind is aware of, and then you further label those sounds as the other person. That's what actually happened. Instead of there's an actual person, self, and the others having a disagreeable interaction.
那你可以这样在你看，就是能感知那个心是我，那它到底是什么，在哪里？
So if you're able to understand that.Then you can further question. So the mind that has the ability to be aware of all these phenomena, those are the self, but what is it and where is it exactly?
包括你说那个声音，包括你想说那是他，那是他是一个什么？是一个想法，也是被你感知的一个什么？一个想法，也是没生命的。包括那个想法也不是你。
So when you hear some sound and then you give rise to the thought that that's him, even that thought of that is him, that is merely a thought. It's a phenomenon. It's a form that's aware by the mind. It's still not the mind itself.
你说这是他，这是他，这是一个想法，或是一个语言？这个想法、语言本身。有没有知觉的能力？
So when you give rise to the thought that that is him, that thought itself or those, that stream of speech, that is him, Does the thought itself have sensation and awareness?
其实都没有，所以就是从头到尾，我们应该是整天都是把无知无觉的、没有认知能力的声音、没有认知能力的想法当成我。
So that stream of speech, the sound or the thoughts, none of those have the ability to be aware or to have sensations. But what happened is that day in and day out, we mistakenly take all these thoughtless, these things that are not able to have awareness, all these objects, and we mistakenly think those are the self as the mind.
如果你能够从这样的角度看，就是，诶，无知无觉的声音，无知无觉的想法，那无知无觉的色相是被我感知的，那能感知那个才是我。同样的，对方的形象啊，其实你还是你只能够感觉到相而，你感觉不到对方的心，所以你永远是什么？是跟相在互动的。
So we have to keep in mind that all our thoughts, our sensations, the things we hear, these are objects and they do not have awareness. Those are objects of our own awareness. It's the awareness, that is a true self. Similarly, when you look at other people, you're merely perceiving that person's physical form. You're not able to see that person's formless mind. So still, when you see the other person, that is still an object of your own awareness.
大概有一天就是你要你的心然后真正跟他那个无相心、啊、我们互动，我们叫什么心心相印、啊、那你才是说我真正的我在跟他互动，否则的话都是跟你什么你所感知到的相在互动。
So day in and day out, we are not interacting with other people's mind. We're merely interacting with forms, with phenomenons, which have no awareness. It's only until one day that we're able to understand our mind, our formless mind. And also using this formless mind to interact with another person's formless mind, and then the mind corresponds with each other. That is true interaction. Before then, it's merely we battling, interacting, playing with these phenomenons.
如果你能够就是看到心是什么，这时候你再去注意任何一个相，那个相本身都是什么？都是整体的心，或者那个相都是整体的相。
So once we are able to realize what this formless mind is, and then beyond that point, and then we attend to any one particular form, then we will understand that any form that we attend to is the mind itself. It's the mind in its totality. It's the same and different both at the same time as the mind.
那在这样的状态，那你就可以就是什么照样发生，可是从你那一个心来讲，什么事从来都没有发生。
In that kind of state, all sorts of things can continue to rise and happen and occur, but from the standpoint of this boundless, formless mind, nothing had really taken place.
那就是像书讲的什么空里什么。有哭笑啊，那无事忙终老。
So that would be similar to what Shifu has said, that in the state of emptiness, there are people crying and laughing, and we gradually age amidst of nothingness, non-doing.
总而言之就是，你记住，就是记住一点就是。你是把无知无觉的声音、色相、想法当成我，还是有知有觉的心才是我？可以从这一点去看待你平常互动是哪一个。
So having said all these, you have to remember one thing. Continue to mull over this question. Do you take the things that you see, the sounds you hear, the form that you see, the sensations you feel, do you take those phenomena as a self? Those phenomena don't have any awareness. Do you take those as a self, or do you understand and take the thing that has the ability to be aware as a true self? Continue to think about this.
还有你看到就是最主要是人哦，看到人的色相，它到底是在你心内还是在你心外？
And also think about this: when you see a person's physical form, is this form outside of your mind or within your mind?
还有你是跟你说，哎，我现在是跟色相互动，还是我可以跟心互动？
Or also ask yourself, who or what are you interacting with? Are you interacting with this form, this sensory form, or are you really able to interact with the other person's mind?
如果是你的心跟对方的心互动，那你的心无相，对方的心无相，那怎么互动？
If you say that it's the minds that are interacting with each other, well, your mind is formless and the other person's mind is formless, then how do the interactions happen?
让你发觉就是，这个相是我的心里面的相，然后说它本身其实到最后相就是心，那你没办法分开说我的心跟对方的心是哪一个界限，这时候还是可以什么？还是可以互动的啊。
If you continue to ask yourself honestly, then gradually you will also understand that the mind is not different from the phenomenon, the forms. They cannot really be teased apart. Similarly, your formless mind and the other person's formless mind, really, there's no boundary. You can't really tease them apart.
大概在这个时间你就可以看到，就是说，我是跟心。心跟心互动，但是有另外一个位置，它是心跟物质在互动。
心跟心互动啊，
不是，就开悟的人是心跟心互动啊，可是他可以看到有一个人的心啊，是心跟物在互动。
开悟的人可以看到心跟物。
不是，就是你会觉得你任何时间你都是心跟心的互动。但是你又发觉另外一个位置的心它是在跟物在互动。
So you will have this understanding that the mind is interacting with the other mind, but at the same time at another position that the mind is also interacting with objects.
如果看到这样的话，那你就想办法让这个心跟物在互动的人想办法让他心跟心互动，叫做度众生。
So what we have to do is to transcend the, this interaction between mind and object and moving it to the interaction between the minds.
可能对方也不认为他在心跟物互动，他是认为在跟你互动。
So our ordinary understanding is that we're really interacting with the object, with a form. But the other person probably still also have the same kind of delusional understanding and thinking that not knowing that their mind is interacting with a form, they might also, you know, follow the erroneous vein of thought and think that they are actually using their mind to interact with you.
所以我们再稍微整理一下，这样讲，就是你是，就是平常的话是你是跟物互动还是跟心互动
？So let's organize our thought a little bit. So we have to make this distinction between whether we are interacting with people's mind or we're interacting with objects.
那。如果是什么？是你认为色相是对方，声音是对方，那你就是跟什么？跟物互动。
If you think that the sound represents the other person and the form, physical form represents that person, then with that kind of understanding, you are actually merely interacting with the phenomenon, with the form.
那自我对话是跟物互动还是跟心互动？
When you are having a conversation with yourself, who are you really interacting with?
所以你假设你不这样的话，那就是什么？跟物互动是没完没了的。
So without really teasing them apart, and if you continue to just interact and respond to the forms and phenomena, this is an endless cycle. There's no end to it.
当你发觉你的念头是物，那你不会把物当成你，那可能你到最后你可能就是没有念头了。
If you are able to realize that your thought is merely an object, so it's not the mind itself. Gradually, if you continue to think this way, then ultimately you may reach the goal, you may reach the state where there's no longer any thought.
那这样的状态的话，你的心就处在一种就是什么？就是清清楚楚的，但是不动的状态。
And in that state, then your mind will become lucid and clear. It doesn't move, but at the same time, it has the ability to be aware and to be clear at all times.
那在这样的状态，你可以感觉到其他人的心也是在这种状态。
In that state, you will have the sense that other people's mind are actually also in the similar kind of state of clarity.
只是你看到可能就其他人的心是把物当成什么？当成自己，就这样子而已。
So you'll see the true nature of other people's mind, but then you'll also see how they are operating with the old pattern of interacting with phenomenon.
那这样的话就是，要度众生就是怎么让他什么，不要把物当成他自己的心。
After gaining that kind of clarity yourself, then the ways that we can help other sentient beings to help them stop seeing those objects as their mind and help them understand that the mind itself is boundless, formless, and not equivalent to the phenomena that's being aware of.
听得就是似懂非懂啊。
I don't know. After hearing all these, maybe...The understanding is still kind of iffy, kind of murky.
大家你们回去以后可以就是看看，就是你一天有多少时间把物啊，就是无知无觉的物当成自己或是当成人，就可以问这一个。
What we can do in our daily lives is when we go home, you can think about one day's time, what's the percentage of time that we spend thinking the objects and phenomena as the self or as an actual person that we're interacting with? And when do we really have the lucidity to see that those are merely phenomena and not the mind itself?
或者说你一天有多少时间是你是在物当中你是看到心的就是像书讲说开悟的人是什么他同时知道现象跟心性两样东西那我们众生只看到现象
Or you can also practice this way and ask yourself how often are you able to see that within the phenomenon you're also able to see the mind itself That's what enlightened person do. When they see phenomena, they also see the mind. Whereas ordinary beings like us, when we see phenomena, we merely see phenomena. And we even mistaken that as the self.
你可以用这种标准去等于是检测自己。当你一直就是只是看到现象是我是他，那大概就是只看到现象而已，看不到心的。
So you can use that as a yardstick to measure your own progress. So if you continue to see phenomena as a self or as others, that means that you still haven't penetrated the truth.
这样的观念可以让你用一辈子。
But practicing with this kind of concept and try to emulate and to try to reach an understanding, this is a practice, a method that you can use for the rest of your life.
好，这个听多少算多少了啊，阿弥陀佛。
Whatever much that you can understand, take that home with you and practice. 阿弥陀佛。